Good day. Today I wanted to talk about black seed oil. And black seed oil is one of those things I think of as a health panacea. And somewhat jokingly, other people call it the remedy for everything but death. This is something that I came across about 4 or 5 months ago. I never heard of it personally. Not sure how I actually stumbled upon it, but I think I was going through some Amazon reviews. But, black seed oil is from black seed, which is the botanical name for that is Nigella sativa. And it's a medicinal type of seed. It's not that much different from like your cumin seed. I'm pretty sure it's a type of cumin seed. Yes, it is. It's black cumin seed. So it's very close in, you know, to the spice that we use to make curries. And I know personally I use cumin a lot. I love it. And that it has its own medicinal benefits. And so it would make sense that black seed would have a host of its own medicinal benefits. And like other things in nature, we see that those deepest in color, those richest in color, and those bright colored vegetables, seeds, and fruits are the ones that tend to have the most benefits. So black seeds, they're black. The black seed oil is a light amber color. And the oil itself is known to be more potent than the seed because basically it's an extraction. And you can extract many, many of its great properties with the oil. So with that said, I think a great way to take it is to take the oil straight. I've, you know, done some research and looked at different herbalists' opinion and different practitioners' opinions on it. Most people, and including on the package, it tells you to take 1 teaspoon in the morning, 1 teaspoon in the evening, or 1 teaspoon a day. I am a very active person and I like to get the medicinal benefits out of things, and I like to test out, you know, maximum high doses and low doses so that I could help other people. So I have been taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of black seed oil per day. I have been doing this for about 4 months, and I have taken some time off of it with traveling and just wanting to completely stop everything. I stopped all herbs and supplements that I was taking for an amount of time to see how I felt and to see if everything was working as I thought it should, or if, you know, I think it's good to do inventory like that and see how your body is functioning without putting anything in it. So I do notice with the black seed oil, if you have any type of mucus buildup in your lungs whatsoever, it will get that out. It's one of the big things that people use black seed oil for is asthma. It helps with inflammation all over the body. But as we all know, inflammation in the lungs can be particularly troublesome. It's been known to help high blood pressure, and I don't suffer from that, but I hear that there's a website, greenmedinfo.com, and it claims that 1 to 200 milligrams of black seed extract lowers blood pressure. I've never seen black seed extract on the market personally, but it could be out there. But just to point this out, I think this is a nice, helpful website and everything. But it's good to read into things. You know, it may say in high or bold print that high blood pressure is helped by black seed. But you do know how to get the black seed extract, you know, so know what studies have proven what and how they were proven. And that's a good way to, you know, start treating yourself naturally and effectively, more effectively. Anyhow, it's also good for, in my experience and seeing other people, it's great for skin eruptions. So I know a lot of people have issues with like acne, bacterial skin infections, fungal skin infections, ringworm, athlete's foot. And overall, this is something that is seems to be pretty effective on yeast or Candida albicans or just the different types of yeast out there and fungus out there. So if you have athlete's foot, if you wash and thoroughly dry your feet and apply black seed oil, then you will most likely see an improvement in that. If you have a vaginal yeast infection and you insert a suppository of coconut oil and black seed oil, or if you mix up some carrier oil with black seed oil and apply it on the vulva, then it can provide relief for that. And I made a previous video on making vaginal suppositories, and you can use that video to help create your own black seed oil suppository. Okay, with the skin, I just want to talk about this really quick because I know a lot of people are probably like, what? What can I do with my skin, you know, with this? So straight up, you can put black seed oil on your skin. Personally, it does not burn me. You probably want to do a skin test, as with everything, and put a small amount on the inside of your arm for a day or so if you're worried about skin sensitivity. But in my experience, it does not burn the skin. It has a strong pungent smell and a pungent taste. So, but this smell, as far as when you apply it topically, it pretty much dissipates after about an hour. It can get on the clothes, just like any oil could stay in the clothes. So don't wear clothing over it or apply it and give it about 15 minutes to soak in before you put on clothing, if you're concerned about that. But you can apply it straight up to bad infections. I had some type of rash on my side, and I believe it was connected with eating with a wheat allergy. And I had this for like 2 years. I started taking black seed oil orally, and I applied it topically. And you can almost not see any scar of where that rash was. And the rash itself has dissolved. And this happened within a week of using black seed oil. And I know, I wish I would have known about it before. But the great thing is I know about it now. And I'm definitely trying to tell other people about it. So I'm running short on time. What else? Take shots of it. One tablespoon at a time. Chase it with some citrus juice. Some people like to mix it with citrus juice. I think that that just spreads it out. I like to shoot it to the back of my throat and take it down and then take something after it, be it water or a lime wedge or a lemon wedge or a little juice shot. Sometimes I don't take anything after it. I wait about 20 minutes. I feel all that oil go down into my digestive tract. And I like that, but I like things like that because I can feel the cleansing effect. So if you can do it, I would recommend doing it that way. But this is something that, I mean, I cannot say enough about. I definitely can't say enough about it in 10 minutes, but check out black seed oil. It can change your life, especially if you have problems with mucus buildup in your lungs, congestion, skin problems, yeast infections. This could be something that changes your life. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.